Yes, well, you are. He loves you, and he really cares for you. In fact, he loves you so much that he gave his life for you. He loves you just the way...
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailosh. Let's take a look at the headlines. Kalawa urges MPs to reject electoral bill. RDA calls for validation of health worker database. In international news, Mali defense minister killed as country hit by wave of rebel attacks. And in sports, top two collide as Dynamos face arrows for Absa Cup title. And other news in detail. The United Party for National Development, UPND, aspiring Member of Parliament for Makeni constituency, Daliso Mumba, has outlined an ambitious development agenda aimed at addressing flooding, improving road infrastructure, and boosting economic opportunities. Speaking on community priorities, Mumba says persistent flooding, particularly in areas such as Makeni Villa, remain a major challenge that require urgent and coordinated intervention. Mumba emphasized that efforts to curb flooding must go hand in hand with improvements to the road network. He proposed the creation of a multi-sectorial task force comprising engineers, local authorities, and resource mobilization experts to tackle the issue comprehensively. Mumba says flooding is one of the issues that need to be put to rest.
Markets. I'm very passionate about markets in my constituency, because markets are a local driver of economic activity. They empower women. Tukaenda pa ground hapa, so utaenda manyumba ya wantu mkumiti, mwantu kamufusa mwami, waenda kuma order, or waenda kuma market, waenda kuma market. Let's build proper structured, with concrete slabs, proper roofing, lighting, and water and sanitation for our women. Because once we do that, even our surroundings will look clean, our women will be empowered. And it's not just for women. Na my youth wants to be empowered. My youth was a magulisa kucha ma market, magulisa ma cover ya ma phone, magulisa ma sapato, magulisa vovala. So many opportunities will be created. Mamne muja mungine sabantu nchito manji wambu. Nkana munga ndi ma managers or ma supervisors ya ma market ya menaja. Sifuka ma market ya kuru, tungono chabe tuone kachabe clean, toma musha tu ma market. You understand? Very important thing.
Citizens First CF President Harry Kalaba has appealed to Parliament to reject the Electoral Process Amendment Bill No. 44 of 2026. Kalaba argues that introducing new rules just before campaign begins destabilizes the democratic process. He says the disparation is understood, but the timing is wrong. He further warns that the measure could dilute openness, distort fair representation, and weaken public trust in elections. Kalaba has raised concern over the lack of pre-listed PR candidates, saying it creates constitutional confusion and reduces voter clarity. The FC leader has further opposed the use of national presidential vote totals to allocate council seats, insisting that citizens should directly select their representatives. A UPND official in Western Province has dismissed claims that President Hage Ndehijilema does not respect the constitution and the rule of law, describing the allegations as misleading. Western Province UPND campaign team media coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says the head of state has consistently demonstrated commitment to constitutionalism since assuming office. Mulemwa states that President Hichilema remains one of the few leaders who has upheld democratic principles, noting that his decision and appointments reflect respect for the separation of powers among the executive, judiciary, and legislature. He further argues that the allegations against the president are unfounded and politically motivated, especially as the country approaches the August 10 general elections.
President Hichilema is one of the few Republican presidents who has demonstrated a strong commitment to uphold the rule of law and respect the tenets of democracy, as evidenced by all his decisions and appointments that are anchored on the independence of the three arms of government, namely the executive, the judiciary, and the legislature. Therefore, the allegations that the Republican president does not respect the Republican Constitution and uphold the rule of law are unfounded, malicious, and baseless, as we are also aware and alive to the fact that as the country moves towards the general elections slated for August 13, some politicians in their desperation have orchestrated a smear campaign to tarnish the president's image in a futile attempt to gain cheap political mileage.
The Resident Doctors Association, RDA, is calling for validation of the current database used to employ health workers. Association President Portugal says the system lacks scrutiny, affecting credibility and transparency. Dr. Chiwe has questioned the use of an old process without verifying selected individuals, their interest or status. He has urged the Ministry of Health to consult stakeholders for a fair and transparent process, ensuring those selected are checked, proven, and verified.
Even from the promotions, those promotions were done in a way that we can't really pinpoint to say this person was promoted and this person was not promoted. Up to now, we still have, you know, specialists that are still being paid as junior resident medical officers, but yet they work as though they, you know, they, in their capacity as a specialist. So then, who are the people that were promoted? So we're told about 300 people got promoted. Then who were promoted? Because in our facilities, we still have consultants that are being paid lower than they were supposed to be paid.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia has called on authorities responsible for road infrastructure to urgently assess roads constructed under public-private partnership PP program arrangements to ensure they meet required quality standards. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti expresses concern over the condition of some recently completed roads, stating that several projects appear to fall below acceptable standards. Mr. Kamuti cited the Ndola Misakanya Road and the Great North Road as examples, questioning why newly constructed roads are already developing potholes and visible patches even before being officially commissioned. He warns that such defects not only undermine public confidence in infrastructure projects, but also pose risks to road users.
I've been done in budget, and West, we have already started paying for the same roads which haven't finished, and there's a lot of work to be done. And our worry is a concern of the traffic public. We haven't seen any structure to point at to say this is a bus stop, where buses must be stopping. This is very busy with trucks, laden with copper and other merchandise. Why should you wait until the calamity happens? That's when you want to act. There are no pedestrian crossings. There are no road signages. Accidents happen every day with private vehicles, and people are dying. It's not all the time that the media can report about certain accidents.
We now take a break. So stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
Mali's defense minister has been killed in an apparent suicide truck bombing on his residence near the capital, Bamako.